Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
No one ever talks about
nobody ever talks because I was on the very first. I was on the January 1st edition of the Big Fatty Show, and he's like, "Well, I gotta play. I had that rabbit thing from Scotty." It's like it's the only thing he ever had. He because no one else ever talks about the first of the month. We don't ever say rabbit. Nobody ever says anything. So podcasters, if you want a guaranteed spot on the front of the BFO, all you got to do is talk about the first of the month. Say something about the first of the month.
I love the first of the month.
The first of the month is you know, it's like a fresh start. It's like a fresh start in the month.
Yeah.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Do you know that no one ever talks about the first of the month?
Rabbit. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode. Big Fatty, you didn't write the episode down, y'all. It's episode number 1984 of the BFO Tuesday, the 1st of September, 2015. Y'all, Big Fatty, out of time. Hello, farewellers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, did you remember to say rabbit when you woke up? Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, because can you believe it? Can you believe it? 4 months from today, it will be New Year's Day 2016. Big Fatty, where does the time go? Here it is, September. Yes, Big Fatty, back to school time. And y'all, it's also travel day. It is travel day for Big Fatty and Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, thank you for remembering my name and for Squeaky Kitty and for Squeaky Gentleman Caller.
He's still at the bathhouse.
Oh. Okay, well, anyway, maybe I'll go by there and pick him up this afternoon.
Yes, Big Fatty, why don't you do that? It'd be lovely.
But, y'all, we're getting on the aluminium tube of death. We leave out of lost wages at 11:15 a.m. in the morning, a specific time. And y'all, I think I get home back to Charleston about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. You know, we lose 3 hours, but anyway, that's not too bad for a travel day. Not too early a departure. And y'all, I've already checked in with the Delta Airlines, and y'all, I got the good TSA pre-check, so I can go through the shorter line and don't have to take my underpants off.
Big Fatty, you don't wear underpants.
Don't have to take my shoes off or anything like that. Take the computers out of the bag. None of that silly stuff. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Looking forward to that. I'll just have to get up and return the can. And
Big Fatty, don't forget to refuel it so you don't have to pay $9 a gallon.
Y'all, by the way, gasoline here in Las Vegas is a little bit over $3 a gallon. I think it was like $3.15 is about the cheapest I've seen it. Y'all, when I left Charleston to come out here, it was $1.97 in Charleston.
Big Fatty will be getting back in time to refuel the Ford Escape. It's true.
What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know, but y'all, I want to finish, or I'm going to try to finish telling you about Pride 48. But before we get into that, let's do this.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 1st of September, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, he is Tejas State Fair fried food correspondent. Y'all, he is out there in the Tejas, and y'all, it is that Bjorn. It is Bjorn, and he always, about the only time we ever hear from Bjorn is when he goes to
to the Tejas State Fair and tells us what kind of shit they're frying up. Big Fatty, I hope they're not frying up shit this year. Well, you know, it's no. And and y'all, our second celebration of Exodus. Ooh, y'all, that is caramel cone, and y'all is delicious. But our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, it's my youngest niece, and y'all, I've forgotten to get her a birthday card, and I feel terrible, and I'm not going to tell her to listen to the show to make up for it. Big Fatty, that's wise. So y'all, if you happen to see my youngest niece or Bjorn, Big Fatty, don't bring your niece into it. Okay, if you happen to see Bjorn on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all just make sure you wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, maybe the Tejas State Fair this year will have some fried cake. Are you wishing everybody happy celebration of exiting the birth canal? Squeaky Gentleman caller said he would certainly appreciate a ride back from the bathhouse. He's had to pay extra charges for being so long.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now, on yesterday's little show, I told you about the old gal. About the old gal showing up. And y'all, her main intent was just to absolutely make Big Fatty kerfuffled and disoriented, and Big Fatty didn't take much. And and y'all, we sat up there the 55 minutes, and y'all, it was although it was surprising and disruptive and. What else am I trying to say? And disorienting for Big Friday, y'all. I enjoyed it. I truly enjoyed it. And y'all, one of the things that everybody seemed to comment about is we would kind of go back and forth at each other, and y'all, those darling children,
fuck you,
showed up. And
yes, Big Fatty, and our darling children showed up too. Fuck you.
And y'all, the darling children just went back and forth at each other. And
yes, Big Fatty.
And so y'all, you'll get to hear that whenever I can get these little shows split up and all. It's probably gonna be over the weekend before I have time to do it. So you're probably just gonna have to wait. I'm just letting you know.
Yes, Big Fatty, we know you're old and. The Vons drinks, yo. But anyway, y'all, after that was over, then we had more little shows, and then on Friday night, I'm trying to think what I did Friday night. Let's just see here. What did I do on Friday night?
Y'all, I think I was tired. I don't really remember what I did Friday night. What did I do Friday night? Seems like I did do something, though. I don't know what it was. But anyway, poor Brickwater. The weekend progressed and had the brofkus with Brickwater. Oh, no, I know what I did Friday night. It was, I think this is right. It was, me and, the urban guy, T.O., and, the turnip head, and, Hendrick. Hendrick from over there in the Cologne, German Mexico. Y'all, we went and got a hamburger. Was it Friday or it was either Friday or Saturday? Anyway, one of those two nights, we went and got a hamburger at something called the Shake Shack. And y'all, I'd been to the Shake Shack when I visited that Daniel Biba up there in the Connecticut. You know, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. Just delicious. And anyway. No, I think that was Friday night we did that. And on Saturday we had a brofkus. Y'all, we ate at the new new and renovated buffet here at the Excalibur. Y'all, I gotta say, it was really quite good. And they've made it look bright and fresh and new. And I was really impressed with it. Of course, it was Brufka's, but they had lots of selections and everything. And the folks that went, I think we had about 16 or so that went. Y'all, we all enjoyed it. And then we have more little shows during the day on Saturday. And then Saturday after, I'm trying to think, what did I do Saturday afternoon during the lunch break?
Big Fatty, I think you went and got some of those good chicken fingers.
Oh, y'all, they have the original chicken fingers establishment here. I know that Big Ricky likes them. And y'all, I went and had some of those. Y'all, they really are just light and crisp. And there's not, it's a good balance of meat to batter. You know, some chicken fingers, there's too much chicken. And
Big Fatty, who would have ever thought you would ever mention the words too much chicken?
Well, anyway, it's not that kind of chicken.
Big Fatty, you're vulgar.
And, and then little shows. Oh, no, we had our group photo. We had the group photo on Saturday afternoon that Amy Kodak Coles took the group picture. And then Saturday night, a big group was going out to some sort of wooden spoon buffet. I don't remember what it was, but I was kind of buffeted out, and so there was a small group of us that decided to go back over to the Fun Hog Ranch.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, we did that. Y'all, a big fat. Y'all, they pour the drinks manly. We'll say they pour them manly. And. And so y'all went back over there, and y'all, Big Fatty, got kind of CP seeps.
Big Fatty, not the big dirt nap.
No, not that kind of CP seeps, but it was like a little old Ricky Burton nap. Big Fatty. But anyway, came back here to the hotel. And I did get a good night's sleep that night. And then up on Sunday morning for Brufka's, we had the Brufka's with Big Fatty over at the MGM Grand. And y'all, it was the Chapinag buffet, or the Mimosas. And y'all, it was really good. That's one of my favorite buffets here in town for the Brufka's. And y'all, they had lots of good selections on there. And there was, I don't know, there was probably maybe 18 of us at that one. But had a good time, and then came back and watched a lot of the Sunday shows. Y'all, I've had to go out a couple of times to replenish the liquor. The liquor,
Big Freddy, you barely know her.
And all, but so I've missed some of the little shows. But y'all, I would listen on the tune in radio, and you know, then Sunday afternoon had Stevie B. That Stevie B. come by the recording studio here at the Excalibur, and y'all, he sang the Vulgarian national anthem. For the Monday little show. And y'all got several comments on the Twitter. Oh, it was nice to finally be able to understand what the words were. And oh, what a beautiful voice Stevie B. had. And y'all, he did a great job. So you'll be hearing that probably every month.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And then Sunday afternoon during our lunch break, I'm on the dating site, Herbert Carter, and I've got about an hour to kill before I go to the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto. And so he came by the room, and he was a little timid at first and all, and then all of a sudden, y'all, he got here, and it was like, "Big Freddy, let me help you get those clothes off.
Big Freddy, please, we're eating Cheerios."
And it was just lovely. He was of Indian descent.
Big Fatty, is that Casino or Call Center?
It was Call Center. And And but y'all, he was fun and quite the handsome gentleman. He was I think he said he was 39, so a big man's kind of old for you. No, it's not. Anyway, and then went back and did the afternoon little shows, and y'all, then we had the closing show Sunday night. Gave away a lot of nice prizes that were donated, and if you want a prize, they'll be Warren and Lost Wages, that Joey Bukkake will be shipping them out to you. And if you didn't win a prize, then he won't be shipping it out to me, Betty. And y'all, then after that was over, y'all, a group, I don't know, there were probably 15 or so that went and saw the Penn and Teller, a magician show, the magical show, and a lot of other people, they just came. Some people went and rode that big Ferris wheel thing that weren't here last year and that wanted to do that, and the rest, y'all, we were up in the hospitality suite, and y'all, the group just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Big Freddy's, that mean the Vaughn showed up? Exactly what it means. And everybody just sat around and talked and reminisced, and just, you know, it's one of those times when you just sit around and recount the good and exciting parts of the weekend. And y'all, everybody was in a good mood and everything, and Lord knows we had plenty of liquor and it needed to go on Sunday night, so that, and it did. And I probably excused myself a little bit about 1 a.m. in the morning, I think, being pretty. And y'all, then on Monday morning, I did not set an alarm or anything. The first thing we had to do is we got up at 10 a.m. in the morning. We were going to clean out the hospitality suite and the broadcast studio, and so we did that, and big thanks to especially to Joey Bukkake, because he kind of spearheaded that. So y'all, now Monday afternoon, there's still, I don't know, maybe 20 people still here in Lost Wages. I know the Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O.R. and y'all, J.R. and Calvin, you know, they live out there in the San Francisco. I've been getting all kinds of messages and e-letters from Calvin, and J.R. has got Herbert Carter on one of the dating sites. Big Fatty, you shouldn't say that. Y'all, it's just been a lovely, lovely weekend, and I hope everybody that was here had a good time and they traveled home safely. And many of you will be able to join us again. And a big thanks to everybody that was in the chat room over the weekend. I know we kind of didn't concentrate as much as I would like on the chat room, but y'all just know that it was nice to have you with us. And I hope you enjoyed the telescope video. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Tuesday, y'all. New month, and so there you have it. And Big Fatty is traveling back to the Fat Villa today, and y'all, it'll be nice. It will be nice to be back in my own bed. Yes, Big Fatty, that's what everybody in Lost Wages is saying. It'll be nice for you to be back in your own bed. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's show, y'all, you heard the founders of Pride 48. That's Mr. Adam Burns and Daniel Biba. Daniel, is there anything you would like to remind everyone about Pride 48 weekend?
You know that no one ever talks about the first of the month.
Oh, Big Fatty, we forgot to talk about it.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.